Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 4:30, we're going to talk to our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, catch up with them a little bit. Right now in studio, we have our great friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher with us. Matt, always good to see you. Thanks so much for the time.
Morning, James. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, are you on too? Okay. You threw me there for a little bit. Okay. Good to have you here. Thanks for being here, Matt. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Want to send a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Appreciate the team over there. Do yourself a favor, if you haven't done so already, go to your search bar and YouTube, type in there Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to the work that they are doing over there. Really nice work with the ribbon cutting ceremony. I was not able to be there, but I got to see the video. Great stuff. Felt like I was there. It was really nice work you guys do over there. So Matt, how you doing? How are things going?
I'm doing well. Good. 8 months in, just getting ready to kind of kick off the holiday season here, and I think that's great. Everybody seems to, that whole hunting season going into the holidays, definitely things slow down and get calm. Finishing up the budget certainly helped with taking some of the pressure and stress off of everybody, and just knowing that we have that snapshot for next year and where we're going. And I think the council's excited. Most of the council are excited to get into the 2026 budget right away this beginning this year, and start talking about some of the things that we know are going to be questions again at the end of this year. Some of the things, we might talk about already is the Humane Society and just what that kind of took on and what that looked like, and some other things. But it doesn't help to wait till the very end of the year and then start talking about it again. I think if these are going to be ongoing concerns, then we need to talk about them from the beginning of the year all the way through the year and try to get the answers to the questions that everybody has and be ready to go.
It's a nice, we're going to touch on a number of those things, and it's a really strong point, I think, to bring up, especially where we're going to start our show today, because when you kick the can, you're just not only creating a problem for future generations, but whatever that problem is more than likely going to cost more and cost the community more, as we found with our jail. We kicked the can on this jail for 30 years. This thing has needed to be built, and we finally got it built. And I am very proud of this community, the board, everybody that got this done. But had we done this 20, 30 years ago, it would have been a lot cheaper. And to that point, now, we can't do anything about the past. We are going forward. Time only goes one direction. But I think it's a lesson for us, not just us, but areas like this in all areas, big, small, all that, that if we can get ahead of things, if we can catch things at the pass, might be a good idea to do it. So to your point, the Humane Society, some of these things, it's really good on us to get on these early, especially considering all those other factors.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I will say what I've learned pretty quick is that if you don't have somebody taking up the issue as the leader of it, it just gets put to the side. Because I don't want to say it's government. It's just when it's tough. You need a leader for everything. And even as a mayor, you can only take on so many agenda items that that you want to take on and keep pushing forward. But that is, I take it on as my responsibility, but also getting somebody assigned to that task and say, don't let this go. Dog with a bone, just stay on it, stay on it, stay on it. And that's my intention for this year coming up. I say, I'm going to keep learning, but I learned a lot in 8 months as to the difference between, a fast-paced entrepreneurial business where you make a decision and everybody jumps to and just says, let's get it done, and they make it happen. Whereas with government, it's very entrenched, and there's a lot of people that have been there a long time, and there's a lot of what they call institutional knowledge, which means this is just how we've always done it. Not easy to break those cycles. But at the same time, my intention is to stay on top of it and just keep going and going and be as pleasantly persistent as I can and get things to happen. And it does work when everybody knows you're not going to quit, they're going to get it done. So
I love the phrase and go by it myself of pleasantly persistent. It's something I do quite a bit too. With the so much of this too is there's a lot out there. There's a lot of causes. There's a lot of different things that need our attention, and they affect different people differently. So maybe they mean more to certain people than others. That's why we are so encouraging when you get a passion for something to take the ball and run with it. It's important, and when you do that, great things can happen. Like this new jail being built, and now it's up and it's running. The ribbon cutting was yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah, it was a great event. It was, I've stayed in touch with Sheriff Becker with everything that's been going on. It's just been great, and I think he's really, amongst some people on the the board there that really took it on and worked as a team, but really the leadership to keep it going every day and making sure, I'm sure it wasn't easy. You know, that's a lot of work that goes into a lot of moving parts. So I appreciate everybody that's, you know, put the time, blood, sweat, and tears into making that coming to fruition. So that was pretty neat. And the building itself is amazing. And the joining building that they built in between, the old building and the new, is going to do great things for that group of people, but everybody in the community that's meeting there. And you know, it's part of our government. It's our building in the end. So it's great. And I thank them very much for the work they did.
I wonder what price you would, somebody, and I'm asking this rhetorically, not to you or friends in the studio here or anything. I ask rhetorically what price you would put on knowing that our officers are safer. What price would you put on knowing that the people that are putting their lives on the line are a lot safer because of this building? That the, you know, your community members, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones that end up having to maybe serve a little time in there or something like that, that they are that much safer because of that, because that is a basic human right. Mm-hmm. What price would you put on that? I bring this up because I've heard a overwhelming amount of positivity, whether it is about this or the Christmas lights or the Humane Society. I've seen nothing in my position, and I run into a lot of people in this job. Right. I'm seeing an overwhelming majority of people very proud of these things and very happy with these things and very happy with the direction of the community.
Yeah.
But you probably hear just as much as I do that barking voice in the background. Mm-hmm. And I encourage that voice. I always encourage voices. Oh, ask questions, you know, ask questions of your government. That's what the government is there for, to answer questions and to do their job, of course. So I don't begrudge that or anything. But what I do have an issue with is a dog just barking. I love dogs. I'm a big dog guy. But I don't if a dog is sitting there and it's barking its head off, I don't get mad at it because it's a dog. That's what they do. They bark. If somebody's out there and they're barking and that's what they're doing and they just have an issue with something, that's fine. But what are you saying? Are you just barking or actually saying something? Because when it comes to any of these issues, I think that the not speaking for you, but knowing, talking to you on air, off air, you are more than open. Your phone is open. You want to hear from people. You want to hear from your constituents. But have something to say and do your homework before making that call. Mm-hmm. Because when I run into this and I run into somebody about the city lights and, oh, it's costing me this. No, it's not.
No,
it's not. And it doesn't take a lot of digging. I was able to pull up on my phone for this person and show them, no, it's not.
Right.
We get a bunch of dogs together and they start barking and they're not saying anything. It's just a bunch of barking. Yeah. Like, have something to say. Have an actual point behind this.
Yeah.
And that's not me, again, telling you to shut up. I want you to talk. I want you to ask questions. Just do a little homework beforehand and see if it's even worth making that call. Because I genuinely think, whether any of these three subjects I just talked about, I don't think it takes a lot of digging to realize, oh, that's why we're spending this. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why we're doing this. Or I will show you I'll pull up a dictionary and I'll show you the definition of business and how this works. No business has ever survived without spending money. No community has ever made it and thrived without spending money. That's how this works.
Right.
If you want to bring people into the community, you want to keep people in the community, you want to bring businesses into the community, you got to have a community.
Right.
You got to have something to do. You can't just have a bunch of buildings standing there and some roads that are barely put together or anything like that.
Right.
I don't feel like this is rocket science. I don't feel like I know something that other people don't hear. Just do a little bit of digging, and I think you start to get the answers that you're looking for here.
Yeah, I think it really helps to be a part of the conversation instead of just, again, and I can empathize because the whole reason I threw my hat in the ring for alderman was because I was starting to be one of the people that were getting angry and complaining or taking one side. It was during COVID when everybody was taking sides, even though we're, you know, the source of our information on both sides, and it was pretty skewed. So anyways, I jumped in, and again, I'm just a guy I've seen. I try not to pay too much attention to the social media people out there, but sometimes people bring it to me just in case I want to know. And I hear this one reoccurring theme about, you know, go back to the big city, or, you know, like, I'm like, well, okay. So I grew up in New Berlin, which is just a small city like
the
this.
The gigantic city of New Berlin.
And
then
everywhere I went for jobs was always in smaller cities. I did go to school in Milwaukee, you know, like most kids do, after the military, I went there. And, you know, I spent some time learning about the city. I'm not afraid of the city. Like, it's just another thing. But when I come here, this is my home. So I want everybody to understand, 20 years in, I know the people. I know the ins and outs of who's who and what's what and how to make things go. And now I'm learning how to help run the city, do the best job that I can do, and find the people that really care. If you want to say something, it would be better to bring it to us so that we can hear it versus just talking in this bubble on social media where the negativity just builds and builds instead of saying, wait a second, these are just people, just like we are people, they are people, like we're all in this together. Come and talk to us and find out what's really going on. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody. I can't do it on social media because as soon as you open anything up, it just blows up into, you know, I can...
There's
some names I can call it, but
right.
I won't. But it does get a little crazy, and it's like the Wild Wild West, and it doesn't do anything good. But at the same time, as the city, what I'm striving for, and in 2025, we're going to be bringing out a new website that's going to be way more interactive on our phones, so that's not just on a computer. And that way, I want to be able to get information out to the people so that I can get feedback from them immediately as to what the majority of people would like to see. And my goal is to get at least 4,000 followers on that website, because that's everybody in this community, the outlying communities and Wisconsin Rapids, because more and more as I talk to people, I see that we are just one big community trying to work together, even though people get frustrated about, you know, I'm from here, they're from there, who pays taxes for the road and all that stuff. In the end, we're still just humans. We're all abiding by the rules that the state sets for us. That's another thing I'm learning, is just how beholden to the state rules that we are. And that really, like, we could go into the whole taxes and assessments and how this all played out. And just so everybody knows, I got hit with 33% increase, you know, over $1,500. So I'm right in the same ballpark as everybody else. I'm a resident just like everybody else is. So we're all in it together, and nobody's happy about it. But at the same time, it was due to come as the prices of housing go up. Wisconsin Rapids is doing the same thing. And all they did was bring the assessed prices in line with the market, what the market prices are. And this is where we stand now. But it's never fun when you go through the changes. So I understand the anger and frustration. I'm feeling some of it myself. So.
It started with Sheriff Becker, but it really has continued with all of our representatives and politicians that have joined us, from Congressman Kind back in the day to Representative Krug to yourself or the previous mayors. One of the jobs that I believe I have in this role is to remind people that you are human beings. Mm-hmm. It's one of the easier jobs I have at times, and then it's one of the harder jobs I have. Because it's very important that we remember when we're barking and we're talking about these things, and we're talking to another human being, we're talking to a fellow citizen, we're talking to somebody that is no different than anybody else outside of maybe a title, or that they decided to throw their hat in the ring and be a part of things. Yep. And one other quick note about cities and people from cities and all of that. And you can say that I'm biased, don't mean I'm wrong. What do you think, what would you give to not be... And I love these states. I'm not saying anything wrong against them. But look at Montana. Look at the Dakotas. What do they have that we don't? Or what do we have that they don't? We got two major cities at the very least we can point to, Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. The economy in this state compared to those states is gigantic. Do you like nice roads? Do you like some of the things you've got in your small cities and everything? Right. Because you've got those because of big cities and the money that they bring in. Big cities help states survive. The knowledge that you can learn from a big city to bring to a small city, why would you not? Mm-hmm. Why, that's how we survive. That's smart. That's just smart business, let alone just intelligent to do. Big city ideas or anything like that, I get some of that. I get the idea of not having a new ice town or something. Maybe some of that stuff makes a little sense. I'm with you on. But the idea of that makes it so that you're skewed or something. I say the exact opposite. I want that. I want somebody who thinks differently.
Yeah.
We need that. That's how time works. That's how cities survive and how they grow bigger.
I would want somebody, I said it before, and not saying other people are, but to not be afraid. Like when you grow up in a small town and you never really leave a small town and you hear about Madison and Milwaukee and big cities, I think it's important to have leadership that can live and exist in both and function well in both and understand the people from a small town, but also be able to communicate well with people from the big cities, because again, we need both of them. Like we don't, the world doesn't exist without both. And I think the more we can talk and the more we have people that can traverse between the two communities is only better for all of us in the end, because we don't live in a bubble. Our economy doesn't live in a bubble. And again, like I said, I'm learning more and more just how much the state and what they do affects us, even more so than the federal government, I think, in a lot of ways. And it's a good and a bad thing. I think they're all at the state level doing everything they can to run the state government. Chances are they can live in a bubble too sometimes and not understand the big picture of what's going on here. And it's very important for me to make sure that I don't exist in that bubble at City Hall and lose track of everything else. It's important to stay with the people and just be a part of the conversation.
And I think one of the overall points here is that whether it is, you know, people coming to you with real questions and solutions or anything, or just people barking, everybody, like you said, I think made a good point that we're all coming at this from the same, wanting the same end result. Yeah. We all want a better city, a healthy city, a safe city, all of these things.
And right.
Keeping that in mind, we're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. You brought up another good point, sir, about getting involved. And I wanted to bring that up because we are calling on all locals. We are looking for people to serve on our Parks and Recs Commission, our Zoning Board of Appeals, Board of Review. Got a couple of openings here in those boards. We want to encourage people to be a part of things. You know, get off the sidelines, get in the game.
Yeah, I've had a few birds out there talking about, you know, at first when you get in, everything's happening so fast. So a lot of times I ask people that were on the board if they wanted to continue to be on the board. And most times they did. If they didn't, then I was calling. So I had to call people. So people get on you and say, you know, they start to point to this conspiracy because you end up, you know, people are coming on boards that are connected to you somehow. Like my mother-in-law, Pat Kozicki, got on the Historic Preservation Committee. Well, she lives in a historic house that her and her husband, Joe Kozicki, fixed up to be beautiful. So they know something about the historic, preserving a historic house. So I called her and she was excited to be on it. But then you have these, you know, these connections where my circles are only so big, so I can only call the people that I know. So we put out this on the media and through you guys, through the, you know, the newspaper and stuff like that. So try to get it out there, but I need people to respond back. And I have gotten some people and I appreciate that. I just want more people to understand what's going on in the government. There's no secrets. There's no conspiracies. There's just people making decisions and carrying those decisions forward to make the city as best as it can be. And if you want to be a part of that conversation and help the process, this is how you do it. You get involved, you learn more, you meet people, and you become a part of the conversation and stay as positive as you can. If you vote on something and your vote, you don't get the vote to go your way, you suck it up and you just, you know, you move on to the next thing. Because all in all, we're not going to fall apart no matter what the vote is. We're going to keep moving forward. You know, we're going to figure out the money. And if the time comes when we're saying we don't have the money, then we can't do it because we don't have the money. So, but other than that, we make a decision and we move forward together as a community.
And it's how real change happens. It's how things get done is everyday citizens getting involved on these boards and doing work, the good work in their community. It is not only that, but it's a great way to get involved in the game. And if you're sitting there on the sidelines and you have issues or you have questions or anything, this is the best way solution. This is the best way of doing it.
And you meet people. You realize like we're not all isolated in our houses and our own little worlds. Like we actually do function as a community, whether we choose to participate or not.
We did want to just quick touch on a couple of things. I mentioned the bridge. That looks great. That had to have been a lot of fun turning that thing on, man.
I got to tell you, a lot of work went into it because of the programming side of things. Econ Electric did a great job getting everything set up. But the programming came right down to the end during the Rekindle the Spirit. Everybody agreed we would do kind of a grand opening there, and it worked out really nice. But the programming was giving us issues all the way up until like 2 hours before the bridge. So this is insider information, so I guess it's a secret, but I like telling secrets. So
it's just us.
Yeah. It's just me and you, right? So anyways, I talked to two guys from Econ and put them on my phone on a three-way call on speaker so they could hear what the talking that I was doing. We agreed that a 10 count would get us because they needed 9 seconds to manually flip the switches on.
Oh, okay.
for the lights to actually come
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But yet still in my head, I'm like, are they going to come on, you know?
Yeah.
And so we got a count of 10. We counted down from 10. And sure enough, we got down to zero. And I was looking back and poof, lights went on and everybody cheered. And thanks, guys. So that was great. And then we're still working out the kinks with the programming because there's going to be great things to come with shows. We're going to do, I don't want to get too far into it right now. I got to make it happen first, but there will be light shows. It's going to be on from dusk until dawn every night. It doesn't cost very much because of the lighting that's in there is so inexpensive. So that's good. And we look forward to being able to do the shows and eventually hook them up to some kind of music so people can come downtown and hook up into the music system somehow, whether it's through their phone or through their car, and be able to watch the light show a couple times a night. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be really good. And again, I understand people's reservations with it. I don't like spending that kind of money either. But at the same time, the money was in the TIF. The TIF was in that, that was part of the district, and that was all set up for it. And it wasn't taxpayer money. It was specific taxpaying money coming from that area downtown, which is helping the downtown. And that's why it's set up that way.
And this was a project that came around even before you took office, really. You know, you're kind of just getting the ball over the goal line with this.
Yeah. And that's when Shane and the guys in the government, the department heads really kind of sat down and talked together to make it happen. Because there's some leadership groups through the Art of Wisconsin that were taking it on and trying to continue it. And they had saved up some money. But once they realized the magnitude of what they're actually talking about, it had to become more of a private government connection to make it happen. So
we got to wrap up, but before we do, just real quick, I noticed that there isn't they're working on the mill, but not a real big update over there with that. But I did notice that it's been 8 months that you've been doing this. The time just really flew by.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How has it gone for you? How you feel it's going?
Yeah, everything's really good. And just to update the mill, that they got all the permits that they need through the DNR and EPA, and that's what they're waiting for the asbestos, because there's a lot of it in there.
Yeah.
That all has to come out before they can take some of the non-ferrous metals out. That's where some of the money is, but they have to take the buildings down in order to get the steel, which is just so much steel in there, and that's where the most of the money is. Mm-hmm. So once they do that, they come through and grind up that cement and turn it into road base, and we're going to see 250 acres of cleared land. Again, happy, sad. My hat goes off to all the people that have built the craft mill and the mill over the years, working there, not just the owners, but the workers that were there every day, blood, sweat, and tears, so I appreciate that. And we don't want to lose that knowledge base if at all possible, because life keeps going. So,
you can make a good argument that this city isn't what it is without that mill, without the workers and the people that put into this community for decades. Mm-hmm. So a big thank you to them and appreciation for that.
Yep. But at the same time, the bus keeps going. Like this area was here before that mill, and there's going to be us here afterwards, and we're going to have to develop it ourselves because nobody's coming to save us. So we do it for ourselves.
And I like where we stand. Yep. I feel good about things. I feel good about going into 2025 with it. I'm glad to hear that you guys are too.
Yeah, we got great people and it's a great community, and we just got to work together and find the beauty in each other and ourselves and in the city, and look forward to seeing what we can do in 2025. It's going to be fun.
Well said. Have a great holidays, a great New Year's to you and yours. Thank you so much for joining us,
man. You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thanks.
And a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to all of our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys so darn much. We will take a quick time out. We will be back with more show here on Midday Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.